Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host as usual, and today is November 30th, 2013, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And we have Bob Martin, our trusted soundboard operator, producer, and all-around great guy.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be with you.
Same here. Okay, we're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. We're streaming worldwide. You can get on the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent, M-A-R-K-E, middle initial, Kent, K-E-N-T. Our first quote is, Americanism means the virtues of courage, honor, justice, truth, sincerity, and hardihood, the virtues that made America. We can have no 50-50 allegiances in this country. Either a man is an American or nothing else, or he's not an American at all. That was Teddy Roosevelt.
And nice.
Very good, very good. And then I have a little joke here before we get to veterans. The joke is, scientists have discovered that people will believe anything when they start with, scientists have discovered. Anyway, what do we got for veterans?
Well, tomorrow, it's December 1st, so we have Homeward Bound Military Christmas for the military families. At the Senior Citizen Hall, we'll be doing the packaging to send the boxes overseas, so that's a lot of fun. It's going to be a big family event. We'll have activities for the kids. They can make cards, decorate cupcakes, and help package the boxes. And that will be from 2 to 6, again at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. And then coming up on December 14th, we have Wreaths Across America at noon, out at the Igo Cemetery, the Veteran Cemetery out there, and that's where we do a little ceremony, and then we place the Christmas wreaths on all the grave sites, which is, it's really something, and the family should come out and help do that. It's good to show our respect and everything out there, and remember those who are out there. And then on December 21st, we have Servicemen's Feast at the Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. And that's where Missing in America Project, Camp for Life, and Walmart Truckers and us put on a dinner for all the police, the firemen, all the veterans. And this is free of charge. And it's, you know, full turkey, ham dinner. Just come in, get your food, and enjoy it. It's just to show our appreciation for all the first responders and veterans in the area. So.
Very good, very good. Let's see, we also have on the calendar on Tuesday, December 3rd, the Board of Supervisors will vote whether to place their support of the state of Jefferson on the June ballot. So people need to get out there and show their support. That's in from Patty. And so there's also, you know, that's on the, what time do they start here? It doesn't look like that agenda will be addressed till after 1:30. And that's at 727 Oak Street in Red Bluff. Please attend if you can. Spread the word. Let's see, what else have we got here? We've got so much it's hard to keep up with. All right, here's one's from Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine has called for the impeachment of President Obama for wanton contempt for the Constitution. Any action should include the Wall Street banks and defense contractors, and the march to fascism must be interrupted if the nation is to avoid a third, avoid the third world. Now that's from Forbes magazine, so that ought to tell you what kind of traction we're getting here on some of this stuff that, you know, this guy isn't just a great guy, and it isn't just all mistakes. It's, you know, this guy's a dangerous guy, even if he's inept. So, you know, we need to get out there and you know, get involved in the local state politics. Local, especially here, is where you can make the most difference. What else do I got? You know, I had one from Reading. Let's see. We got on the Record Searchlight. Bassetti proposes suspending future topics, talk on council agenda till after the elections. It's like, really? Why is that, Rick? I'd like to know. Maybe you could tell us at some point. So what else have we got? California lawmakers and statewide elected officials get raises.
Imagine that. It never ends, does it, with them?
Yeah, it never ends. These guys just keep pumping up the volume on this stuff, and it just never seems to go away. These guys, you know, everybody's out there dying on the vine, and they're giving themselves raises. It's just unbelievable. Let's see. We've got a lady from the IRS coming on in a little bit. We've got a bunch of topics on the IRS to go over with. Let's see.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, there's here's an article from Daily Mail. Your TV could be spying on you. Many new TVs can watch you, telling advertisers your favorite show, or even filming you on the sofa, and there's no off switch. That's got to be good for you. That sounds
sure
like fun. Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Here's another one. Obama administration. This comes from Jonathan Turley. An Obama administration gathering records on porn site usage to use against people viewed as radical. Now, this is from an NSA document, and that's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, these guys are gathering records on porn sites. Why? To use against people? I mean, really? That's what our elected officials should be doing is that kind of monitoring.
That's variant, yeah.
And that's a pretty telling little thing, right there. I mean, pardon the pun, but, it's just ridiculous. Now, why do you think all these guys are siding with Obama, when you think they should go the other way sometimes? And these guys aren't digging up dirt on anybody, are they? You know, the one that comes to mind is Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, possibly. Anyway, I guess we have Charles on the line, and I think Charles is probably going to tell us about Rick Bassetti, if my guess is, anywhere near close. What's up, Charles? Are you there?
Yeah.
So, Charles, what you got?
Remember the unpopular votes that Bassetti took, not just on the recent permutation deal for the NorCal Vets Museum organization, he voted no.
Right.
And on the state of Jefferson,
no.
He also voted no on that.
I think he was kind of throwing a fit about the drone thing. We didn't want the drone thing in here, and I guess ever since then we are the bad guys.
Yeah, and remember his comment, oh, well, we're not going to have a Major League ball team.
No, that was actually
that was Francine.
That was Francine Sullivan who said that, and that was about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He said
even
that
though
we
there
did...
are 32 states that do not have a Major League Baseball team.
Yeah, I think he probably said that he wanted a Major League Baseball team. You're probably right about that, Charles. And I think what Francine said was, I don't want to live in a state without a Major League ball team.
I think they both said that.
Yeah, I think
he also was on the.
There's also the fact that Patrick Jones tried to use agenda item number 11, which is suggestions from council members for topics for future meeting agendas or something like that. And, you know, Bassetti was all, you know, good and fine with having item 11 as a permanent agenda item so long as Missy MacArthur was the primary user of that agenda item. But as soon as somebody like Patrick decides he wants to make a suggestion, oh, no, we can't have that. We got to take that off the agenda till after the election.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't. I guess all these things don't matter. It's like the State of Jefferson thing. The room was packed with people. Not one dissenting voice against, you know, the State of Jefferson, and they voted 3-2 against it, which tells you, okay, why are these guys there in the first place? I thought they were supposed to be representing the populace, not some private interest or something, because if there's no one there that is in favor of not at least trying to become the State of Jefferson, what's up with that? I mean, you're just going to vote against it because I don't think it's feasible? Well, who are you? You know, to think that, well, it doesn't matter if it's feasible or not. There was no money coming out of pocket for the city. There was nothing to be gained except the support of the community. And I think politically it was just a really stupid move, quite frankly.
Well, it's what we've come to expect from.
Nice one, Charles. Listen, Charles, we got to go. We got to.
Yeah, that's on this coming Tuesday's City Council, Reading City Council agenda, in case anybody wants to show up and address the issue of Petty Bassetti.
Yeah, Petty Bassetti and the prostitutes. I'm not sure which one's worse. Anyway, we got to go, Charles. So you have a great weekend.
Thanks for calling in.
You betcha.
And don't forget, the city council's at 5 p.m. or 6 on Tuesdays.
I think it's 6.
I think it is 6, yeah. So people know.
Might want to check just to make sure. Okay, so.
It normally is 6.
So
do we have to go to a break right now?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's go to a break and then we'll come back with our guest.
All right, this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North
State. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive state stateroom upgrade, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007-495-40, Bahamian Registry.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good thing that's a visual. Yeah, we were watching the video, probably X-rated there. So anyway.
You can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, if you really want to see that. I was real careful about where we queued that up. Anyway, we have our guest on the line, I think.
Yeah, it is Sherry Pill Jackson, and she's an ex-IRS agent. Are you there, Sherry?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Good, I'm very good.
Very good. Hey, could you give us a little bit of background about yourself, how long you worked for the IRS and things like that?
Well, I worked for the IRS from 1988 to 1995. I was a revenue agent at the time, and I was doing audits on mostly small businesses. Didn't know anything about the people out there that were questioning the law, actually, until I left. So when I left the IRS, I guess people started to come to me because they weren't afraid to ask me questions anymore because I was no longer with the IRS. So they started asking me, you know, questions and telling me that they were hearing that the income tax was not applicable to people that live and work in the 50 states.
Yeah,
I didn't originally go in and do the research on that until the questions started coming more frequently, and because I was working with ministers at the time, the ministers actually started asking me questions. So since these were my prized clients, I thought I'd better give it a look, but I still kind of lingered around it and it didn't do it. And then one of the ministers said she had a parishioner that wanted to talk to me. This woman called me on the phone and basically water hosed me down with a whole bunch of information that she had researched. Then about a couple of, this was 2000, the year 2000. And a couple of weeks later, she told me about an ad that she saw in the USA Today. Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education had put a full-page ad in the USA Today in July of 2000, which included information about Joe Bannister, which was a former criminal investigation division agent that had written a book concerning his findings, and also a $50,000 challenge from Bill Conklin to show that we, as people that live and work in the 50 states, are not liable. So the $50,000 kind of caught my eye, and I started doing the research and didn't come up with anything different than Bill Conklin or Joe Bannister or any of the researchers concerning the income tax.
So what you're trying to say is, or maybe what you're saying here, is that the income tax is not legal?
I am saying that it doesn't apply to people that work and live in the 50 states. There are so many. It's like an octopus. There's so many different rules and regulations, and they're not all together, and you have to go and you have to dig, which is not what people like to do. People do not like to read these days. They like to watch videos. So if you go and do the research, you'll find out that the people that live in and work in the 50 states are not the ones. People that come over here, non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, you know, for the privilege of coming over here and working. And if you look at the Constitution, it exempts certain people or certain groups from the income tax. It's just so much. Bill Benson, there's so much research that has been done. And the bottom line, you know, there are a lot of people out there that have their different ideas about it, and they found this area, and another person has found that area. But the bottom line is that they all agree that, hey, we are being robbed here.
I agree with we're being robbed. I'm not sure that it's not legal because these guys have made it legal. I mean, from my research, you go back to 1913 when they originally passed the income tax law. You know, they did it at the same time as the Federal Reserve, and it was basically a collection agent for the Federal Reserve, and they passed it with the auspices of that it's only going to tax the rich people. And if you look at the original 1040, it was 6% was the highest rate. So I think that they, and they did that, you know, shadily. They did it on December 30th, I think it was 24th on Christmas Eve, I believe. But they've had a lot of acts of Congress since then. And how do you counteract that argument in that they've made it legal? I don't think these guys are so dumb that they – I think that the founding fathers are rolling over in their grave. I think it is unconstitutional from original intent. But I think these guys have made it legal, haven't they?
Well, that again, is – not what I found in my research. And, you know, people have done their research and they have their different opinions about it. Some people realize that either way, if it's legal from the law books, which, again, I don't see as being legal, and my colleagues don't either, but if you say that it is, then it's still something that's immoral. This is slavery. And my question to you is if stealing 100% of a product of someone's labor is slavery, at what percentage is it not slavery?
I totally agree with you on that. We might disagree on the fine layers of the law. But I agree that it should not have been implemented in the first place. It was done shadily. It's completely contrary to what the founders had intended. We should never, basically they said gold and silver was legal tender, and they threw out a central bank five times prior to that. And we fought a revolution over income tax. So how, all of, and that's why they had to do this thing slowly over time so the people would accept it.
Right, there's a lot of information out there about how even, you know, in the, let's say in the 60s, you had people like, Alan Greenspan. And, you know, he just basically flipped the script, because there's a quote that I see that he, talked about the gold, and you just brought up the gold and silver. And he's saying, in the absence of the gold standard, there's no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There's no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, and it's done in the case of gold. And now you see people on the streets holding signs. And I don't know about where you are, but where I am here, you've got these stores that are just saying, we buy gold, and you've got these people turning in their gold chains and
proud
of the fact that they got $50 for it. I'm thinking to myself, you know, these people are really lost. Our people are lost, and it was all by design. So this whole system has gone to pot, and it's all by design.
I agree. I totally agree with you that that this is their intent for it to go to pot. And I, I'm just curious, what part of the country are you in?
In Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, they don't want us using gold and silver because it's contrary to using Federal Reserve dollars, which are basically charged interest on every dollar in our debt-based system. And our debt is treasuries and bonds, treasury bonds. I mean, that's where the debt's being originated in, is it's being produced by the treasury that then sells them to the big banks, the Federal Reserve buys them, and so forth. And the income tax is a debt collection system. So I totally agree with you on that. What I disagree with you on is the fact that it's not legal. They've made it legal because, and even if you're right, they'll still put you in jail for not filing.
That's right.
So
that's the point.
Yeah, that is the point. I mean, have you done any homework on Irwin Schiff? He actually got put in jail, and I believe it was Nevada. But he won his case, but he still went to jail, is kind of what happened.
Right. And that's happened over and over. And again, just like you say, if you don't comply with what they want you to do, then you pay some consequences. And so people should definitely pick their battles carefully. If they're not 100% sure that they're led to do anything concerning this, they should just basically try to protect themselves and their families from, you know, the disaster that is about to come.
So what
thing that happened in 2008, where the stock market went down 777.68 points in one day, that's only the beginning.
Yeah,
and
I
have people running around and back in the stock market. I just don't understand.
Well, we're on the same page.
Well, Sherry, not to bring up bad things, but you were also prosecuted for right. not paying, weren't you?
Well, the charge, which is a misdemeanor charge, was willful failure to file. I did not file tax returns.
So did you go to jail on that as far as, because it's willful failure, which means you have to have intent, which you know, if you said that I forgot to file, the dog ate the paper, you know, I meant to file, those are all not criminal charges, then they put you on notice
right,
to file.
Right, but since I was, you know, exercising my freedom of speech rights and letting everybody know about the research, one of the things that me and Joe Bansher and the others were careful about is not telling people to file or not to file or to pay or not to pay, but we were out there talking to people about what we found, and then Aaron Russo came to us and wanted to do the documentary. So the documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism, came out. And right after that, I guess the government got upset with us and started prosecuting. Some of us were not successful. Joe Bannister was, thank goodness, successful in his case. But even though he won his case and the jury acquitted him, the IRS got so angry that they went to the California Board of Accountancy and told them to take his CPA license, and they did, even though he was acquitted. So this is a really, really nasty fight. There are people out there within the system, even here in Atlanta, at the same time that I was going through my trial, there's a rapper named T.I. that he had a felony, and then he, you know, got caught with some guns and got another felony, and he got a slap on the hand. He got 18 months. So that's telling the American people it's okay to, you know, make the horrible music and talk about killing police officers and be great women. That's okay. You know, you get a slap on the hand. But if you start telling people about the Federal Reserve and the income tax, then, you know, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that's,
you go to prison,
that's a bad thing.
On a misdemeanor with a four-year sentence.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. You don't want to remove the emperor's clothes here and tell everybody that they're free or they're supposed to be free and not be
right.
paying this, you know, private bank, their slave labor. So
right.
With that, I think we need to go to a break.
So just hang on, Sherry, and we'll pick you up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me.
Hi, this is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Yeah. I think the Beatles knew about the tax man. Unbelievable. I completely applaud your effort here, Sherry. And, you know, it's, unbelievable the things that you run into with these guys and the dirty tricks that they play. I've been dealing with the IRS now for 30 years myself. I've taken a little bit of a different route in that I stick to small businesses, and what I do is I have everybody file, report their income, but be as aggressive in the deductions as they legally possibly can. So that's the way I've been handling it, because I didn't like the way the other ended up in a lot of cases, and people don't like to be put at risk, even though we're in a war here, in my opinion, and this is going to end up in a ugly place here if we don't put a stop to this thing.
Yeah, I totally agree, and that's the direction that I've taken. I think that, of course, people know now that, you know, a job is not going to be something that you're going to spend 30 years on. There are so many people getting pink slips, so many layoffs, so many jobs moving overseas, and I help people start home-based businesses now.
Because perfect.
Those are the ones that are really going to make them. Even if they have a job, yep, they can excel and thrive if they do something at home instead of come home and watch American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. If they, you know, the family starts a home-based business, they're going to be able to get out of debt and put themselves in a position where, you know, when the excrement hits the portable cooling device, they won't be getting it in their face.
Good one, Sherry. Yeah, we're totally on the same page. I mean, you know, I've studied all of the other arguments, and I just, you know, and even if they have merit, you know, the courts will side against you. And there's some cases that have actually cited in favor, but you can only cite, you can't cite them as law, and you can't use them when you're filing and so forth. You know, the one that comes to mind is the United Airlines pilot that said he, you know, thought he didn't have to file. The court said, okay, that's fine. But now that you know you have to file, you know, and so they ran him over in that direction. But let's kind of switch up here. What about, what do you think about this whole Tea Party thing? I've got an article here in front of me from Judicial Watch. That's Tom Fitton. And that's Judicial Watch obtains records. IRS learner disclosed confidential information about tax status of conservative groups to the FEC. That's the Federal Election Commission. Now, think about that for a second. Okay, so learner is disclosing who is a conservative organization to the Federal Elections Commission, and why would you do that?
The system is corrupt. These people are worse than the mafia. They don't have any kind of morals. They don't have a moral code or anything like that. So, you know, when the top is corrupt, it trickles all the way down. So, right, them going after the Tea Party is just one of the latest situations. One of the things that they've been doing for years is going after the religious organizations, specifically ministers and Christian organizations. They go after who they don't like. And I think I did a little bit of research earlier on this year on Lerner. I think she just, you know, she doesn't like conservatives, doesn't like Christians. And some of them think they are the law. They're above the law, and they can do whatever they want to do. And since she has so much power and authority, she, along with her underlings, did what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm reading the article here. It says, Cincinnati IRS employee slams Lerner for blame game. If you could peek inside to the Obama administration's crisis management handbook for scandals, it would read as follows. Deny the scandal ever happened, 1. 2. Rally the liberal press to your defense. 3. Stonewall the release of information. 4. Destroy the evidence. And 5. If all else fails, blame it on low-level employees.
Right. That's true. But the corruption is there. There's graft. There's avarice, there's, you know, everything. And what it's doing, it is destroying our society, because the middle class is the one that was upholding the society and the small businesses. Now that's being deteriorated, we are just basically going downhill, losing jobs and turning into paupers.
Yeah.
While the rich get richer.
I agree. And what's happened here is I believe this all starts with the money system, because the reason that the jobs are going overseas is we've got this currency war with China, and everybody's devaluing their currency to get the cheap labor. And they've moved all of our jobs offshore, all of our manufacturing. And this is one of the things that, you know, so many of our founding fathers said, in order to have a free society, number one, you had to be free, and you couldn't be free if you were paying, you know, half of your income to taxes to the government, and you couldn't be free if you didn't have a sound money. That's why I think it's not coincidental that those two things go together.
That's true, and we aren't free. And I don't understand why a lot of people don't realize that. They talk about this is the, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I'm shaking my head thinking, do you really know what's going on? Yeah, because of the monetary system is fiat, just like we talked about. And as people start learning about gold and silver, I think that there are going to be buffers put up in this new thing that I'm researching called the Bitcoin, all these other things. People are looking for alternatives to the dollar, which is going straight down. And I think that the key to this whole situation is, number one, educating the American people. Number two, having them some way get a backbone again, because we've become fearful of the government. And, you know, anybody, a country that's fearful of the government, that's tyranny.
I agree so much with what you just said. It's incredible. And it is about education. That's why we're doing this radio show, and having this stream worldwide, is because it is about education. You have to understand what is happening to you and why. You know, just going on the Bitcoin thing, I think that's a pretty big bubble. It's been shooting straight up. And my understanding is that, the prediction on that is that that's going to pop here pretty soon too. But Bitcoin is a good way to just transfer money, internationally, and then put it back into some solid money is why it's going up. But I think it is a bubble that's going to pop here at some point.
Well, one thing it is doing is getting people educated. People are starting to learn that, hey, there are alternatives, even though they're afraid about the gold and silver. And I talk to people about gold and silver because one of my little home-based businesses helps people go from fiat money, which is the dollar, to the superior currency, which is gold. And the people that understand. The people that don't understand, they're so ingrained by the government school system, and I don't want to do this gold thing, or I'm scared of it. Fear is what captures the country, and we just don't have time for that right now. We don't have time for television and all this entertainment. This is a serious time, and if the people don't get themselves educated and get themselves in a position to thrive instead of just surviving like animals, it's going to be like those videos I saw yesterday of Black Friday.
Yeah, it sounds unbelievable, isn't it? You're just absolutely right on with what you're saying. And people are afraid, and they've been fed so much disinformation that black is white and white is black and gray. You know, there's no gray, and there's, you know, it's just absolutely incredible that what they're doing is they lie about everything in the government schools. So you think that lies are good and truth is bad. I mean, it's just unbelievable, and they have to learn to do their own homework.
That's true. And my children never graced the halls of a public school. Even as a young kid, I recognized that there was a problem. And my mother was a DeKalb County social worker. She would come home with all these stories. And I think when I was about 14 or 15, I made the decision that my children want to go. And they did not. They did not go to public school. So they have a good, rounded education. They went to Christian schools and then went homeschool. They read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. They read The Wealth of Nations. They know these things, but that's not normal.
Yeah,
if we don't get these kids to the point where they're thinking for themselves, we're going to have a serious 1984 situation very quickly.
Well, I completely agree with you. You know, you're totally right about the education, whether it's, you know, Adam Smith, the Law of Nations, or, you know, the Federalist Papers or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those have all been taken out of the school systems, so people don't understand that, you know, when they created the Constitution, they tried to throw all this other, you know, smoke and mirrors garbage in there, whether it's racism or slavery or you take your pick, instead of seeing the truth of the matter back in that day. It was the first time a document was created that freed everyone. Okay. Now it took a while for everyone to get free, but what other document or what other government that has ever been put in place said everybody's equal and should be treated equally under the law and should be protected under the law equally and everybody's free. And now we want to throw that out for some communist manifesto is what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, we've gotten complacent and apathetic about it, and people just don't understand anymore. I think that the television is one of the greatest tools of destruction. Actually, I call it the electronic income reducer and the electronic intellect reducer, because that's exactly what it is.
Yes,
that's true. Very true. I'm with you on that one.
I love the way you put things sometimes, like social insecurity and things like that. You know. So.
Oh, the slave surveillance number? The SSN? Okay.
It's so true. It really is, you know. And you're right about the television. And all of this media is controlled by a very small group of people. It used to be there'd be 50 different companies controlling the media across the nation. Now we're down to six. And those six, if you start tracing, all these things go back to these high-level companies and bankers. And, you know, these guys own everything, so they're controlling all the information. And you have to get off your duff, like you say, and get out there and do a little studying to educate yourself. You can't watch the Discovery Channel and get anything that's going to help you.
That's true. And that's why I continue to teach. I don't necessarily get into a lot of detail, but I am speaking again now and trying to make people see that you just can't depend on what's going on right now. It's going to change. It's not going to ever be like it was before. So you need to go and start a home-based business. You need to start saving, and not in dollars and not in a bank.
Yep.
So
yep.
Those are the things that people need to know. And, you know, fortunately, I still have a few people that like me and have asked me to come and speak, and I'll continue to do that.
Well, we like you, Sherry.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll have you. Maybe we can get you to speak at the Tea Party. It's kind of quite a ways from Atlanta out here in Reading. But
and I think with that, we're going to have to go to a break, Sherry. But when we come back, I would like you to talk a little bit about the Grace Commissions of 1984. And hit that we were talking about educating people. And I don't think people really realize how their taxes are being used, or if we need the income tax to help our government run. And so with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
It's old boy, hell, I've had enough of the way the big man rakes it in. The little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger and the paychecks are getting small. You know, the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all. They got the puff on a lot of folks, but listen, I ain't one. From now on, I'm keeping my faith. Ain't gonna be dug, no. So erase my name from your record. Take me off your mailing list. You can write me off, cause I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Only missed 6 days and nights on 20 years of working. Money went to taxes and these bills I've paid on time. The raise I got 6 months ago don't meet the cost of living. Selling my body for these nipples and these dimes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's old Willie Nelson there. I mean, he knows about the tax man.
Just a little bit. So before we went to the break, Sherry, I was talking to you about the Grace Commission, and I wanted you to hit on that a little bit, about educating the people about the findings in the report.
Well, first of all, from the research that I did, the Ronald Reagan Commission, Peter Grace, and some other business people, these weren't government employees, these were business people, to go out and, see what was going on with the finances. They came back with a very lengthy report, and one of the key areas of the report says that, and I'm quoting, with two-thirds of everyone's personal income taxes wasted or not collected, 100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt. Yep. And by the federal government contribution to transfer payment. In other words, all individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services which taxpayers expect from their government. So if you are saying, okay, we need the income tax because how are the roads going to be fixed and how right. are they going to stay maintained? The gas tax pays for that. It's okay, we need the income tax to take care of the schools and the firemen and the policemen know when you pay real estate taxes and ad valorem taxes on your cars and property, that's taken care of. There is a website that people can go to and look at the debt clock. The debt clock is racing at a phenomenal speed. And what we're doing is we're paying interest to the Federal Reserve,
yep.
a non-auditable private banking cartel that's collecting about $40 million an hour from the American people. So they're not getting any services from this. And now that we have Q1, 2, and 3, this quantitative easing, the dollar value has gone down, and we just do not have a sustainable situation in this country. We're spending much more money on debt. We're borrowing money to pay debt, which in any household, first of all, it would have been over. The game would have been over. And what they're doing is criminal. If we had done this, if we go out and print all this money, we'd be in jail for counterfeiting.
Yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme. They actually create the debt, the money out of thin air, and it creates the debt at the same time. So it's a debt-based money system, so you can never pay it back because you would have to borrow more money to and create more debt to pay it back. That's why it's starting to collapse. I mean, this just goes to, if you go to the Bible, it says the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. And that's really what this is all about. If I can lend you money that I create out of thin air and charge you interest on it, basically what I've created is indentured servitude.
That's right, and slavery. And I wanted to bring up a point. There are over 300,000 people leaving this country every year. These are the people that have a little money, and they've done the research, and they said, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to be a flea on a dying dog. We are losing our brains. We're having a brain drain in this country. They're going to South America, Central America. They're going over to Switzerland and Europe. And you know, every once in a while, you hear about a celebrity like Tina Turner mm-hmm. or the guy that... I think made money when Facebook went public. But there are a lot more everyday people that say, I can't do this. I am not going to be in a situation where half or more of my money is going to be taken by the government. And they leave. So we're being, we're having a brain drain. I don't want to sound like I'm against any other type of group. But when these people leave with their businesses and their money, what's going to be left?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And then everybody's saying, hey, where's the jobs? Well, you know, if you persecute the businessmen that are the entrepreneurs, and we're not talking about these big corporations like Monsanto. We're talking about the entrepreneurs that made this country, the small businessman that put together, you know, jobs for, you know, anywhere from, you know, 1 to 50 people or whatever, and create wealth through labor and through innovation. You know, those are the people that are leaving. You know, there's a place down in Chile, you know, I mean, it's called Sovereign Valley, where people are fleeing to right now as we speak, because they can see the writing on the wall. We are one step away, because when you start having this debasement of the currency and this takeover of health, you're one step away here from a dictatorship. This has happened in so many other countries, whether it's Germany or Russia or China or Cuba. You know, that's the danger if we're not aware of it, and we need to stop it. You're absolutely right.
That's right. I'm a fan of Simon Black. I get his blog every day, and I actually talk to my clients, and I forward it to them so they can see what's going on. But the question now is, what do we do? What is the solution for those who decide that they're not going to leave, or they're not ready to give up? They haven't reached their breaking point. What is the solution is the question. And that's what I'm trying to help people with right now.
Yeah, start small businesses. Quit paying into the system as much as you possibly can. Start saving in real money and getting out of the banking system and store and stack, and start getting involved in local politics is the solution, you know, because we start changing at the local level, that'll start changing at the state level. And these guys are imploding financially anyway. This whole thing's getting ready to come to a crashing halt. And that's the opportunity that I believe Barack Obama is waiting for and trying to push us into, whether it's Obamacare or whatever it is. And it's not just him, it's the banking system, this world governing body, the UN, however far that you want to go with it. But they want this thing to collapse so that they can declare martial law and everybody just go back to work and shut up.
And I agree, and I'm one that believes that it doesn't matter. I think that the presidents are just puppets for the banking elite and those that run the Federal Reserve, same ones that are running all of the media now, that six companies that you talked about.
Yep, absolutely.
They're the ones that have the real control of the country. And I don't know. I go back.
Yeah, I agree.
I think about things.
There's
a movie called Rollerball. I don't know. It's from the 70s. And
yeah, I've seen it.
James Caan.
Yep.
I had a crush on James Caan at the time, but that Rollerball movie tells you where we're headed.
I agree. You know, it just cracks me up when I talk to a real liberal. They say, you know, and I say, you know, I don't like Obama's healthcare plan. I don't like his policies. I don't like this. I don't like that. And they say, well then, you know, Bush. And I'm saying, okay, so what you're telling me is Bush did the same thing. And so now you're okay with it? Because Bush's policies were just the same policies on the big scale that Barack Obama's are. So now what you're saying is it's okay if Barack Obama does it, as long as he puts a nomenclature on his name that he's a liberal or a Democrat. But if you got a nomenclature on your name and you do the same thing and you're a Republican, somehow that's different?
They can't even see that they are being, manipulated by the same group of people. They can't see that. They don't want to see it. There's I make up words, you know, in the South, we do that. And there's ignorant. Ignorant is when you don't know. But ignorant is when you don't want to know.
Right.
And there are a lot of ignorant people out here. They don't want to know the truth. So I just dismiss those and move on and try to help the people that want to learn and want to thrive in their lives.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. I mean, I was thinking about it. I watched that Duck Dynasty, and some of the sayings they have is absolutely comical. My favorite one is "He gone."
Right, right.
But talking to solutions and everything, you're right. It's taken us the education and, like you, speaking out and us and spreading the word and getting involved and educating the young people. I'm so glad to hear that you didn't put your kids in public school. I took my youngest son out and homeschooled him for various reasons. And it takes more of us. There's a we can band together and help educate the young people.
Right. The wealthy people do that. Other religions do it. You know, they've been doing it for years. You won't find them, their children not knowing how to balance a checkbook. You won't find their children not understanding debt and interest and how to use interest or how to be used by interest. Both my children have home-based businesses.
Nice.
They've had businesses since they were 8 and 6 years old. And now that I've you know, helped them get home-based businesses and they're making money, they understand what money is through PayPal. They understand what mailbox money is. Whereas your average kid, you know, is either wanting to sell drugs to be like the guy down the street that's driving the Mercedes Benz, or they're ending up at McDonald's. And this has got to stop. So, you know, you're right. All the solutions that we talked about, first of all, getting home-based businesses, not just for us adults, but for the children. If you read Inc. magazine, there are a lot of youngsters in there that, you know, come up with ideas and with help from their parents and relatives. They end up making millions.
Yep. Sherry, unfortunately.
They don't watch television. They don't watch, what is this stuff out here? I don't even know what's out there because I just don't have time for it. But I know about Dancing with the Stars.
Sherry,
we're going to get cut off here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. We would love to have you back in the future.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for...
Thank you for having me, guys.
You bet.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And come help us package boxes tomorrow from 2 to 6.
And our whiz kid Dan Johnson is on We the People. Listen tomorrow morning here on KCNR Shasta Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says Americans who log on to healthcare.gov today will see how much better it's functioning than when it was first launched.
The experience is vastly improved each and every day. We are seeing more and more enrollments each and every day, a very different kind of user experience.
Furthermore, the Obama administration tried to get healthcare.gov fully functional as promised by the end of the month. Also at SRNews.com, in Scotland, police say 8 people are now confirmed dead following the crash of a police helicopter onto a crowded Glasgow pub. Scottish emergency workers sifting through the wreckage.
They are continuing to make the building safe to allow full examination of the scene to ensure that everyone is recovered from the scene. A full and thorough investigation into what happened last night has already begun.
Chief Constable Stephen House says all those on board the helicopter, two officers,